Smart Firefighting World. What's going on? It is January, which means the second annual Under Fire event with the Teaks Product Development Center is only 2 months away, March 7th and 8th at Colic Station. Really excited to sit down today with Caleb Holt to talk about what were some of the takeaways from the 2018 Under Fire. What can we look forward to this year at the 2019 Under Fire event? How can this event bring a lot of value to technology companies, to the first responders, to people interested in just wanting to learn about what's going on in the first responder space around technology? There's five different tracks this year at the Under Fire event around personnel tracking, robotics, communications, disaster resilience and recovery, and how to build on top of the FirstNet application. Please check out teakspdc.com/underfire and listen to this podcast, and we look forward to your participation this year at Under Fire. How's it going, everyone? Kevin Sofen here on the Smart Firefighting Podcast. Excited to sit down with Caleb Holt today, the Rough Riding Aggie himself. Caleb, good morning. How you doing today?
Good morning, Kevin. Good to be here. It's a little cold in Texas, but we'll be doing fine this morning.
Cold in Texas is defined as what? And don't forget, you're talking to a Chicago boy here.
Yeah. It's it's in the 30s, which is pretty cold for us.
That is cold. That's like parka and UGG weather.
It's very cold down here.
I'm sure. Well, Under Fire is upon us, and we had the first Under Fire in 2018. For those of us that don't know what Under Fire is, give us a little context on what is Under Fire and what were some of the takeaways from last year.
Yeah, perfect. So Under Fire is the brainchild that we came up with essentially to make a competition that was open for every innovator and every startup that's trying to bring new technology to public safety. And we have, contracts that we work that are just for DoD clients. We have contracts that we work that are just for Homeland Security clients. And we wanted to know, where is the best technology to help our first responders out? And so originally it started as, let's go find the 20 coolest technologies in public safety. Let's invite them to College Station, and let's really focus on startups and startups in the public safety space. And so that's what we did in year one, and we invited 20 companies, and they came from two countries and 11 states, and they all came to College Station, Texas for a two-day event. And we were really excited about that and who we were able to get down here. And the winner of last year was Bounce Imaging, which, if you haven't seen that, Bounce Imaging is this amazing gyro camera that you can throw into any situation and get more situational information. The really interesting part about last year at Under Fire is we had actually brought in an incident commander from the Dallas sniper shooting, and they talked about how they used a throw camera to have the ability to make a better determination on how to deal with that sniper. And come to find out, Bounce Imaging had sold two of their products to Dallas SWAT. So at the event is when Dallas Incident Commander and the Bounce Imaging team realized that their products worked together to really come out with a safer solution for our first responders. So that's exactly what we were looking for. I think that was the one that gives me chill bumps when I think about it, that went down at Under Fire in 2018.
I love that, and that's a really good example of, hey, we have great technology, but we're really looking at how do we apply this technology in a real-life application and to see how it brought value during that terrible situation in Dallas. That's what Under Fire is all about, in my mind. And to kind of elaborate a little bit more on 2018, what was that two-day structure like, and what should we expect in 2019? And wanting to kind of maybe speak to some potential startups and companies that are interested in applying for this year's events.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we think about it kind of in terms of three different audiences. And I just wanted to make sure that I put out there that, 2018, the first year, was a wild idea that we had, and it would not have been possible without our partners. So having WS Darley and having Straight Air and the Defense Equipment Company and the Smart Firefighting podcast there, along with Paragon Innovation and Ricochet Manufacturing. Those guys are the reason that we were able to actually put this thing together. And one of the things that is really important is when I say we built Under Fire to focus on the startups, the Under Fire competition is a progressive prize pool. So if you're one of the top 20 semifinalists that gets invited to Under Fire, you're going away with $500 regardless. I mean, if you flop on the stage and, you know, it's just a bust, you're going away with $500. Because what we want to do is we want to encourage you to be around first responders. We want to encourage you to ask the questions. And this is one of the things that we continue to hear in some of our other contracts and our other work is these innovators just don't get enough end-user conversation. And so last year we did a program where all day on Thursday, so it's usually a Thursday-Friday event, and so all day on Thursday we had programming, and the programming was talking about different training, and we tried to incorporate some really interesting topics in there. I'll give you an example. We had Andrew Delaney, who at that time was with FirstNet. This was in March. He gave the first presentation to a public safety official group, letting them know that at the end of that month, AT&T was actually going to turn on FirstNet. Here's what the cell phone SIM cards were going to have the ability to do. Here's what the cost points were. And they didn't have that information until the month of March last year. So that was the kind of innovative stuff that we were wanting to have. And I think we were successful in pulling that off. The exciting part, or at least the part that I get the most excited about, is what we call the Response Innovation Showdown. So we kind of take our spin on Shark Tank, and we put all 20 companies on the stage on the evening of that Thursday. And they have 6 minutes to pitch their technology. And they pitch this technology to a group of judges that have already been curated. They come from our sponsors. Last year, we had the Director of Innovation and Ventures from the Department of Homeland Security, Molly Kane, was there. We have fire chiefs and police chiefs on that panel. And then every member of the audience votes through a text-to-vote platform as the tie runner. They basically break any ties. And so 20 companies, they pitch 6 minutes, and we only choose 10 to go to day two. The two that go to day two, our entire desire here is to see functioning, working prototypes perform capabilities. And so what we tell you is if you have 30 minutes to demonstrate your technology at a very, very well-known training facility that we host here at TEKS called Disaster City, minus a chemical release, what would you do? And so from 8 o'clock in the morning till 1 o'clock in the afternoon, every 30 minutes, there's a technology demo. Well, in addition to that, every company that made it to day two gets an additional $500. And then we're going to take the same approach we did last year. Every dollar I can raise in sponsorship funds that takes us above and beyond what our costs are, we take every penny and we give it directly to the winners of the competition. So last year we gave away around $30,000 and had an additional $20,000 in services that we were able to give to the company. So that's really the crux of what we did last year. Well, this year, man, it's going to be incredible. We are kind of capped year one at 100 participants. This year we're capping year two at around 280 to 300. One thing I'm really excited about is, you know, as an alumni of Texas A&M University, is our event on Thursday will be held in the Hall of Champions at Kyle Field. And so every member gets to actually come in. They get to see Kyle Field, you know, a $485 million renovation to our football stadium. And we get to be right there in the middle of it all. It's now called the Ford Hall of Champions. And the other thing we did is, we partnered with Esri this year, so big GIS company in public safety, and we asked them, you know, let's help us put together a technology summit, bring in some of your partners. But I made a very clear point is I don't want sales pitches. What I want is exactly what we had last year. I want technology companies to get up here and give us case studies of here's our technology, here's what it does. And this is a specific case study in which you can see that it was used effectively to help first responders. So you're going to see case studies from many of the hurricanes, Michael, Harvey, Irma, Florence, but you're also going to see campfire stuff, and you're going to see some stuff out of an EMS dispatch thing, dispatch software that takes place over in Charlotte, North Carolina, or Charlotte, South Carolina, no, North Carolina. You're just going to see case study technologies, which is what we want. We don't want first responders to look at technology and say, and people say, ah, oh, this is a great technology. It's going to do really great things. I mean, that's great. But what we want to say is, this is great technology. Here's examples of where it has done good things for first responders, so that they can actually walk away with case studies and start thinking about, well, what's the policy and procedure look like at my department to be able to use that technology and begin to start doing a better job, or to be more efficient with our resources, or to, you know, do things safer in a more effective way. So that's the program that we're putting together this year with ESRI. But the other thing, and, you know, this is probably the biggest thing for us, at least for the state of public safety today, is in addition to our great partners that we have from last year, again, WS Darley and Defense Equipment Company, Smart Firefighting Podcast, this year we have the FirstNet Federal Authority fully on board, fully engaged. We're putting together a separate event with them. And if you want to know what are the innovations that are going to be implemented over the FirstNet system, from apps to interoperability of CAD systems to unmanned systems, all of that, if you want to know how the FirstNet Authority is going to make decisions on where do they invest their funds over the next 24 years, you want to be at Under Fire so that you can talk to them and give them input on what technologies do you see that are going to be beneficial for you and your department, and what technologies are not going to be beneficial, and then give specific reasons why those would not be a beneficial use, or at least lower prioritization, so that they can set their roadmap in a way that's meaningful for our, you know, for the first responders. So those guys at FirstNet Federal Authority have been absolutely tremendous. They're completely committed to Under Fire this year, and we're very, very excited to have them on board as a big partner. So they're going to be there, and they'll be there the entire time. But without question, we're still going to do the Response Innovation Showdown. So we're still looking for the 20 coolest technologies that are going to enhance public safety. That application's online right now at teakspdc.com/underfire. You can apply through February 1st at midnight. So if you're listening to this podcast and you know a first responder that has a technology, or you know a company that's been pitching you a technology and they need to get more voice of customer, absolutely send them to Under Fire. Worst case scenario, they're going to go home with $500.
Love it. And it seems like from the first responder standpoint, we're really looking at how can we make it valuable for them to get them to really think about these use case applications, and that's really the ultimate goal. But from what you said, it starts with technology, and I think it's so valuable for companies to know how and where and why to spend their resources. So I think sometimes people will sit at the whiteboard and just kind of shoot the shit, looking at the whiteboard, thinking about what they should or shouldn't do. But we want those companies to be successful, and we want to give them direction on how to spend their resources. And like you said with FirstNet is the future, and we have to learn how to work with FirstNet, and we want to learn how to build on top of it. And we want companies to be successful building on top of FirstNet, as opposed and have insight on what to do, as opposed to just guessing, which is kind of ties into me my favorite thing from last year, and what I'm excited about with this year is sort of just the magic of bringing these people together in the same room. It's that magic of getting the first responder and the tech and the different .govs and .orgs and companies in the room, all putting aside whatever badge or whatever company they work for, and just being on the same team talking about how can we make first responders better at their job, safer, and ultimately help society live happier and safer. And I think to me, that's what I took from last year, and that's what I'm really excited for this year.
Yeah, I mean, if exactly what Kevin talked about right there, if that's interesting to you, make sure you're in College Station, Texas on March 7th and 8th, because we as a group, as a committee, have made the decision that, you know, this year Under Fire is without charge for first responders. So there shouldn't be a barrier other than a little travel cost. And, you know, we've got our hotels booked at $101 a night. So we tried to make the barrier to entry as low as we possibly can to come and be a part of this organization and be a part of, you know, what we're doing at Under Fire. And I guarantee you there's no place you can go in the country and see 20 technologies do demonstrations in one morning.
Love it. And the last thing here, what this year, here there's these different tracks. What are these different tracks and what are the different themes of tech that we're focusing on Under Fire?
Yeah, so last year we just broadly said, bring us the 20 coolest things in public safety and homeland security. And, you know, I didn't want any restrictions on what could apply. But through voice of first responder, you know, the decision was, let's really focus on some technologies that are the highest priority for them right now, that maybe the edge of the technology is advancing the quickest. And let's give some understanding for these first responders to understand how this technology is specifically going to impact them. And so we chose five tracks that we're really focusing on for Under Fire. And these are kind of the areas that we're looking for technologies for the Under Fire competition. But one is personnel tracking. I mean, everybody talks about, you know, location accuracy and personnel accountability systems. And I can name 11 companies off of the top of my head right now that are working in this space. And we just wanted to sort through the noise. If you're in this space and you talk about personnel tracking, everybody knows that the Z-axis is the hardest part to control. I can tell you that with the help of FirstNet and 5G, that problem's going to go away. So the next question is going to be is, what is the system protocol and architecture that allows you to effectively communicate location? We think that technology is advancing, and we want to see the best technology in that space. So we call that the Holy Grail, which is knowing where a first responder is at all times. Personnel tracking is a big one for us. Robotics and unmanned systems. Obviously, it's very, very popular to talk about unmanned aerial systems. But I can tell you in my travel across the country, some of the coolest things I'm seeing are actually in the ground-based systems and the water-based systems. So, you know, how could you use this? I'll give you a perfect example. Individual drowns in a lake, or suspect throws weapon into a small pond in a community. I know this happened here in my community of College Station, Texas, and the suspect said he threw a weapon into the pond. Our department had no choice but to drain the pond. They didn't even know if there was a device in there. They just knew that that's what he said. They had to take him at his word. They drained the pond. Well, there's really, really affordable and capable technologies that could have scanned that entire pond in 15 minutes and said, no need to drain it. There's nothing in here. And so those are kind of the technologies that we're seeing in that space that we really want to bring to the forefront for first responders. The other things that we have are, you know, we call it communications and sensors. Now, I was in a deep discussion yesterday and they were talking about IoT or Internet of Things. And now they call them, you know, Internet of Defense technologies. So maybe it's Internet of Responder technologies, but IoT type technologies is something that's really important. And as FirstNet comes on board and creates new capabilities with new bandwidths and new data streaming capabilities, having and then making a decision on which communication sensors you want communicating on scene or en route to scene or to stop and do it post incident, those are things that we've got to sort out and get a handle on. And so those are a big area of technologies that we're looking for this year. The other thing I'll tell you that is of real importance to me is disaster resiliency and recovery. So every state that was impacted by a hurricane, going back to Hurricane Harvey, is still today recovering from the impact that had. So Hurricane Michael, Hurricane Florence, Hurricane Harvey that hit us here in Texas. I mean, we have 61 counties in the state of Texas that are still part of the declaration for Hurricane Harvey disaster, and they're trying to rebuild their cities. I know I heard recently that Mexico City, which was hit by Hurricane Michael, is going to be one of the next 5G cities just because their entire infrastructure got wiped out with Hurricane Michael. And so I want to know, you know, if we have a unique opportunity to go back into a community and rebuild it, how do you make it better? How do you make it you know, this word resiliency has to be, I can create the same, maintain the same capability, but enhance the function. You know, if I had to have a street light in the past, how do I put a street light back that now has some kind of communication capability or has camera capabilities? And so those are the kinds of technologies that we want to see in disaster resiliency and recovery. And then the other thing that is really important to our partner, FirstNet, the federal authority, is what applications do you want in the FirstNet app store? So if you're developing an app, what would that app look like? I can tell you one of the ones that was at Under Fire last year that's doing great things. You can read about them everywhere is Haas Alert. And they really fall into that category. I believe they were the first or second app that was actually approved into the FirstNet app store. And so that's the last thing is, you know, think about iTunes and think about how many apps you downloaded on your phone, how many are sitting on it right now, and then think about how many do you actually use? Well, I think that that's the question that we have for you guys at Under Fire is, what apps do you want on your phone that you would actually use to help you in the FirstNet world that would help you do your job from a public safety standpoint? So those are the tracks. That's what we're kind of focusing on. But I'll just put this challenge out there is, if you have a technology, you're hearing this podcast, and there's an area that you're just completely disrupting, and it's not in those categories, email me directly, and if it's that awesome, we'll get you in.
Love it. And what is your email?
So you can email me directly at caleb, C-A-L-E-B, dot Holt, H-O-L-T, at TEKS, T-E-L-E-P-H-A-N-T-X.TAMU.EDU.
And can you repeat the website one more time if people want to check out Under Fire?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You guys, the registration link is open for all first responders, so there's no charge for first responders. You can go ahead and register. The hotel blocks are now available, $101 a night. Get your hotel blocked up. And you can apply directly to actually participate as a competitor at TEKSPDC.com/underfire. /underfire.
Awesome, Caleb. Well, I am excited to get in Kyle Field and see that epic location from that 7-overtime victory, was it?
Exactly.
Over LSU.
Yeah.
And as well as recreating that magic.
Well, we can't wait to have everybody there. I really, really appreciate your time this morning, Kevin, and giving us the opportunity to talk about what Under Fire is.
Absolutely. We look forward to it.
All right, buddy. Have a good day.
Cheers. Thanks for listening to the Smart Firefighting Podcast. If you haven't already, please subscribe to this podcast, leave a comment, and follow us on social media at Smart Firefighting. We would love to know more about what you liked or did not like about this episode. Even more so, we want to know, what do you want to hear more about? Any feedback for future interviews or topics is highly welcomed and encouraged. Thanks again for listening, and we look forward to next time.